Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You're in for a special treat today, listeners. Our guest ranks as a top dog in the pet world. She helps produce a popular show that draws nearly 11 million viewers each week. She presides over a multi-million dollar company that is growing faster than a Labrador Retriever puppy. She donates time, money, energy in a nonprofit foundation that aids shelter animals. And she is embarking, yes, I use that word intentionally, you know, this is a pet show after all, in the world of publishing with a new magazine. When it comes to bringing out the best in our pets, she's the real deal. Okay, I think I've teased you long enough. Please welcome to our show, Illusion Milan. Hey, welcome,
hello,
Illusion.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Arden. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. And you're married to, what's his name, right?
Yes. You know, that guy that you kind of hear around town, his name's Caesar Milan, you know. But he's really not that big of a deal, really.
Yeah, you don't have to whisper his name. Dogs know him, you know.
You know, dogs know him, I think, more than people sometimes.
Well, I think, Illusion Milan, you are living proof that behind every famous man is often a very talented and gifted woman. And we're going to chat with Illusion about her role as a businesswoman, wife, and mother right after we pay for the show by taking this commercial break. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is John Provost. You might remember me as Timmy from the Lassie series. Well, you know, every time Lassie comes home, she always has me turn on Pet Life Radio so she can listen to Arden Moore on that show, you know, Old Behave. Whoop, whoop.
Old Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is Illusion Milan, wife of Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. Now, together, they seem to be working 24/7 all over the globe to help people better connect with dogs. Many people know, or they think they know, Caesar, but I'm delighted to get the chance to meet the real behind-the-scenes genius, his wife, Illusion. Hey, Illusion, power to the women!
Amen. Power to the women and their dogs.
And me at woof. Okay, so let's do a little background because people seem to know a lot about Caesar, but I want to get to know you a little bit. And you guys were, what, childhood sweethearts when you met?
Well, I wouldn't call it childhood sweethearts. He came to this country. I was born and raised in California. Caesar, you know, as people may not know this, he's from Mexico, right. And he came here, I think, around age 20, early 21, something like that. And we actually met at an ice skating rink and embraced each other's, you know, culture clashes, and have been married 15 years since.
I love the way you say that, embraced each other's culture clashes. It sounds like you know how to have a good marriage.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, the challenges, but overall, you know, Caesar's such a passionate guy, and, you know, and so am I, and it's just, we just have this really passionate relationship. We're either passionately in love or we're passionately upset at each other, but either one, you know, it makes our marriage very interesting.
Do you ever give Caesar a time out?
I have to admit, yes, I have.
Good for you.
But I give him time out in a very loving way, as does he. I have to admit, you know, I am human and I am stubborn, mm-hmm. and you know, and we all have our unique characteristic traits about that make us very different from everybody else, both mm-hmm. you know, on the good side as well as our challenges.
Right.
And, you know, we just really love what we do, and we're just really excited to live out our passions, you know, with animals and with our children. And, it's such an exciting run, you know, that we're having, and we really just want to keep moving forward with, you know, embracing, you know, our lives with dogs and with children and, you know, and everything else that we do.
No, I think that's great. And you, let's talk a little bit about your kids. You have two, Andre and Calvin, and how are they doing?
They are the loves of my life. Oh my God. I melt in their arms, you know, and it's really sad because my kids are like, Mom, can you please stop calling me, you know, Pookums and, you know, Cookie Monster. I'm 15 already, you know.
Yeah, but that's a mom's right. Moms have that.
And of course, I call my little one, you know, my monkey or, you know, or my little man. And he's like, Mom, I'm not little, okay? Andre's 15, and I believe Calvin's 10. He'll be 11 this year.
Oh, that's great. Are they good buddies themselves?
You know, they're 4.5 years apart, so they definitely have, you know, a stage difference. Mm-hmm. But they do, when they're sitting at each other and just really being with each other, they really love each other. And I really love seeing those moments when they're not arguing, when they're not being, you know, sibling rivalry. And I just really enjoy, you know, what I love about my family is how close we are, that we can talk about everything. It's all about being related in our family. And that means related to people, related to our peers, our teachers, and, you know, people that come across. As you guys know, you know, we could be sitting down having dinner and people will just come up and say, I love your show. And the kids have really learned to embrace relationship.
You know,
and
that's
what makes me very
good.
Proud is that I believe that the world revolves around being related and relationship, whether it be with other people mm-hmm. or with dogs. Hey, even plants, you know, all life beings revolve around relationship.
That's
you know?
A very important. I think you're teaching, you know, we know that you do a lot of good to help dogs with your husband, but it's very nice to hear the type of manners that are being instilled in Calvin and Andre.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's And I'm just really proud of that. I'm really proud that my kids, you know, they're really embracing this, you know, this whole pack leadership lifestyle. And of course, they're human. It's not like I'm, you know, making them these perfect boys, because we all have our challenges. We're human, you know.
It's, mm-hmm. Right.
Folks don't have that rational ability, you know, to analyze and criticize. Judge, you know. So it's, you know, they make mistakes, but I believe that there are really no mistakes, they're just lessons. And that's what we are trying to instill in our children as, you know, as they're getting older, that there's a consequence to everything. As with dogs, you know, when dogs do something, there's consequences to the steps they take. Whether it be if they go in the water and it's too cold, they'll get out and
right.
they'll understand that the consequence is that they'll be chilly for a little while, you know, things like that.
Well, that's good. Well, I think we have one thing in common. We both have the funkiest titles in the world when it comes to publishing. With Fido Friendly, I am called editor at large, even though I'm barely 5'2". And you are now editor at large for the new magazine that's debuting in September called Caesar's Way. So there we have something in common.
That's right. But only I'm 5'2 and a half.
Oh, man, you beat me. Well, I'm standing on my toes right now, so I'm looking at you eye to eye. So let's talk a little bit about this magazine. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a bi-monthly. Let's talk a little bit about what your message is that you want to do with Caesar's Way.
Okay, well, really, you know, the magazine follows a successful TV show known on the dog on the National Geographic Channel. And, you know, of course, we also have 3 best-selling books. And basically, you know, it's really the way we design Caesar's Way is kind of like the first magazine about you and your dog. It's just really a magazine for people who simply love their dogs and have built a lifestyle around them.
Okay.
So with that said, you know, it's embracing really inspiring stories about what dogs have done in the world, how they've saved lives, how they've saved, you know, other people, and just really inspiring stories that just touch you and just make you realize that they've even saved marriages, and they've saved, I go back to relationships, they've saved so many relationships, and they've also taught lessons. Dogs have taught us so many lessons in so many ways, and my job is to, you know, really find those stories. Well, not personally, but, you know, have a team of people,
right.
You know, find these amazing, heartwarming stories that let people know, look, dogs are not just about being pets. They're also part of our family.
You touched upon a little, you teased us a little bit, so we're going to go into this. On the cover of your first issue, you have Jada Pinkett Smith talking about how a dog can save a marriage, and she and Will Smith seem to have a very rock-solid marriage.
Oh, they do, and they're such wonderful, wonderful people. We are so blessed to have met them and know them, you know, and I remember a while back when Jada used to go out with Caesar running in packs with her dogs and Caesar's dogs, and Caesar would always come back and be like, wow, she's, you know, she's such an amazing person, and she just really can take on these big hikes, and she's so tiny, you know, she's so strong. And I thought to myself, you know, that is one strong woman, because I know when I took my hikes with Caesar, I was dying.
Really? Are you?
I could tell you the truth. I was like, I was huffing and puffing.
That's okay. You're in good shape. It's good to, exercise.
So I'm definitely, you know, in top shape.
Well, that's good. And I can't remember the background, but wasn't that sort of one of the first famous people that you had as a client was Jada and Will?
Well, I believe there were other clients as well that I can't, you know, remember off the top of my head. But one that really became part of our, we call it, you know, our family pack is Jada and Will. And, you know, that's one of them. And we just, you know, we really love, they really enjoy, they have like these wonderful life lessons that they live by. I guess that's the best way to put it. And
okay.
It's, you know, all about loving each other and acceptance and, you know, knowing that we're humans and being okay with that we're, you know, all a, you know, a work in progress, and we can embrace each other with love. And I just, you know, I love that about them.
Well, that's nice. You know, I don't know how you feel, but when you surround yourself with this kind of good energy, instead of folks that are always complaining or saying, oh, man, I was done wrong, or I didn't get this opportunity, it does have an impact on your outlook in life. I mean, just like the energy you use when you work with dogs, it seems like it's a good positive energy that would help with people, too.
I completely agree with you, because how you are reflects on how people look at you and, you know, how they want to, you know, talk to you and be with you, because it's very amazing for me to see how people, it's so subconscious. You know, these negative thoughts that then, you know, become actions. You know, it's such a subconscious state to be in. But once you realize it, then you can have choice in the matter, you know, within your life. And that's all about pack leadership to me.
Right.
To me, it's all about, you know, really embracing that your mind sometimes will pump out negative thoughts, and it's up to you to make the right choice and, you know, make the choices that correlate with what your vision and your desires are that make and bring happiness to your life.
I think that's a very good point. And you're not even Prozac. You're good. You're free. You're not even a medication. You're just giving a good energy out there.
You're right about that. I'm not on meds.
All right. Me neither. All right. We're speaking with Alusia Milan, and we're going to talk a little bit more about her life with Caesar and some of the cool projects that they're teaming up on right after this commercial break.
So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Spills, pet messes, and dirt are unavoidable, but the stains and odors they cause are not. Spot Shot Instant Carpet Stain and Odor Eliminators, non-toxic, environmentally friendly, and biodegradable formula, safely and permanently eliminates the toughest carpet spills and stains, even pet messes. Approved by the Carpet and Rug Institute, Spot Shot neutralizes odors with powerful dual odor eliminators and utilizes an anti-resoiling agent to protect carpets from future stains. Spot Shot products can be found at Walmart, Petco, Lowe's, and your local grocery retailer. For more information, visit spotshot.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. I'm Rachel Ray, and you're listening to Obehave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our very special guest is Illusion Milan. She and her husband, Caesar, are working together in very, very many, many ways to bring out the best in people and dogs. They have a magazine. They have 4 books now, a popular TV show, you know, The Dog Whisperer on National Geographic. They do a lot to help people and pets. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit about the Caesar and Illusion Milan Foundation that I found out you started on Valentine's Day. Now, talk about being a real sweetheart.
Well,
see,
you know,
I've been checking you out,
because,
girl.
I know. You know, that's one of the things that I told my husband, honey, we have to launch it on the Day of Love. And he's like, well, yeah, because, you know, love and passion, that's what Valentine's Day is. And so we agreed to launch it on Valentine's Day. And this is our passion. You know, a lot of the enterprises that we have really is the percentage of the profits is what fund our charitable works. And our charitable works is really our passion. We really worked very hard to be able to give back because that's what we love. And we were so excited. I was just, oh, my God, I was just, I don't know, I don't even have the right words to embrace my joy that I had for launching the Caesar and Illusion Milan Foundation, because I wanted to do so many things, but yet I wanted to do them right. Because
yes.
I know in the world, you know, one of the things that I want to help to stop is, you know, euthanasia. And also, because I love children, I actually was a preschool teacher back when I was younger and studied child development. And I just love children. And one of the things I know about children is that they absorb information so quickly.
Oh, they're sponges.
So enthusiastically that I thought to myself, you know, if we can engage our children in teaching them about pet humane education, we can really be able to have them learn about empathy and compassion. And so there's these really great, so we're developing like a Muddy Grease curriculum. This is one of our, initiatives. We actually have four initiatives going on right now, and I'll just kind of speak.
Sure, run them down if you know them. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called the Muddy Grease Program, which is what I've just talked about, and it's a curriculum that we're working in collaboration. Our foundation is working with North Shore and
right.
Yale University School of the 21st Century, and it's like really an innovative approach to humane education and
mm-hmm.
embraces learning within the context of emerging area of emotional intelligence and social skills. So, you know, just think about emotional intelligence for a moment. You know, it's all about learning how to identify your emotions and be able to know what feelings they bring so that you can work with them to your advantage to help the other person next to you. So, for example, if that person felt like, let's say I'm 5 years old and I see another child fall off a chair and the child cries, and I'm a 5 year old, Illusion's 5 years old, I can look at that child and say, ouch, that hurt. I'm going to go over and ask if that child is okay, because mm-hmm. that hurt me too. So being able to empathize and have compassion and see how I can be of service to that other child is the same thing as teaching pet human education. If that dog is hurt, what can I do to make their lives better? And in return, I get joy out of being of service.
There you go. That's a very good initiative.
Yeah, and we also have something called Spay and Neuter. Well, it's really called Spay and Neuter is Nothing to Whisper About. And you know, basically that, which is what I love, you know, it's a public service campaign that mm-hmm. includes, you know, television commercials and full-color posters, just really, you know, giving the message of promoting the importance of spaying and neutering.
That's very important.
Dogs to curb overpopulation. And then we have something fun called Get in Shape, which is a shelter animal physical enrichment program
okay.
That provides training guides and DVDs and mentoring for staff, volunteers, and families that can help with teaching about assertive leadership principles in animal shelters. So basically, it's helping these shelters exercise the dogs while they're there So when they get chosen, these volunteers and all these staff know how to keep a dog, you know, without being frustrated in the kennels, and mm-hmm. they're not, you know, going crazy in there, and they're being well developed to have a relationship with people as they're coming in. Instead of, you know, barking and, you know, lunging into the gate, that they are exercised and they're not frustrated anymore, and they have a better chance at being chosen. And then we also have something called Shelter Stars, which is mm-hmm. basically once you go to a shelter, that families can have information. And what we do with that is give them like DVDs and other, you know, stuff that they can take home. And one of the DVDs that we give out is People Training for Dogs. So okay. when they actually adopt a dog from the shelter, they have the tools that they need to keep their dog home and know what they need to do with their animals so they can have a permanent successful relationship with their new
yeah.
owner.
Because what you don't want, Illusion, is someone bringing a dog back because it's not a good match or they're not prepared.
Absolutely. And so we're trying to complete the whole circle so dogs have permanent homes, so people understand about spaying and neutering when they do go get dogs from breeders or, you know, adopt dogs from families or whatever. And then you've got educating children so when they grow up, they can be of service to not only dogs, but ultimately society and their community. And could you imagine what it would be like if we all had compassion and empathy for each other
as grown-ups? Yeah, it would be a nice world without wars.
I agree.
We could take the defense budget and wow, think what we could do with people and pets.
It's okay to disagree because, yep. you know, we're very unique, different personalities, and we love that about each other. However, that we come together and meet in the middle. And I think that's what we are hoping to achieve by embracing a curriculum that teaches about, you know, relationships.
And this all started from happening to run into this cute guy at an ice skating rink.
Yes, who was only a few inches taller than I was. So now we tease each other, right? You know, without having to adjust our postures.
How is he as an ice skater? I've seen him on rollerblades. He's like butter. He's very good. How is he? Is he smooth on skates?
He's so athletic. You know, I'm just not as much. I've got so many things going on. But, you know, I enjoy it all. I'm just really, it keeps me busy. Our children keep me busy. And the foundation, you know, keeps me busy. So I'm just really excited about everything that I'm doing. I love my life.
You're very fortunate. But you also, I think, are sending out that energy is why some of the things are happening as they are for you. I'm a real believer in that. You know, your affirmations really are pretty good assets.
You know, and it's true, and it's, you know, and it, for me, it's all about choice. It's all about choice, Arden, because I could make the choice to accept a self-defeating thought like, oh, I can't do this today, or, mm-hmm. you know, create a choice and say, I'm going to, like, do this, and I'm going to just really embrace it. And whatever happens, I'm learning from it either way. And just love that I'm doing it because I'm alive today to actually do it. And I have to admit, there are days when I don't have as much strength as the day before. Mm-hmm. And I'm really having to work at it, you know, but I can always get there. I can right. always get there. And at least I did my best. And that leaves me satisfied.
That's good because you're not pushing yourself so much that you're asking the impossibilities.
Absolutely. And, you know, Caesar's right about, you know, you've got to get out there. You've got to walk. You know, you've got to, you know, do something that is self-loving, you know, go get a mm-hmm. massage or, you know, go talk to a friend. And then at the same time, you've got to have some discipline. You know, you have to get up in the morning. You know, you have to make home. You know, you've got to take your kids to school. Whatever
right.
the, you know, the reasons may be. I mean, it really is a balance of life. And that's what Caesar, you know, works on promoting. And that's what I support about Caesar's philosophies. It's about creating balance for life.
Now, you were touching a bit on your background. You were a preschool teacher, was that correct?
Yeah, I was a preschool teacher, and I loved it. I made no money, and I was the nicest dog.
That's okay.
It was such a fulfilling job. I loved being with the children. And to this day, we just love babies. Oh, my God. We have our housekeeper brings her granddaughter over. I think she's like 6 months old. And Caesar is like mushy. He's like a goober boy. I mean, he just like gives her all the love in the world. And he's like, honey, why don't we have one more? I said, no, honey, because you're neutered.
There you go. And speaking of being a neutered, I guess he just shared a very milestone birthday with Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was so much fun. And I didn't realize, and Caesar didn't realize until we were told that Scooby-Doo was created, was like birthed on the same day and year as Caesar.
It was destiny. It was doggy destiny. Come on.
Doggy.
Oh my gosh. You know, I can just see the, you know, Scooby-Doo and Caesar. There's going to be a whole new bunch of t-shirts out there now.
Ruh-roh.
That's kind of cool, don't you think? You never know.
Hey, you never know.
You might have the same birthday, not birth year, as Lassie or who knows who. You and Marley might have had some connection. You know, you just got to sniff around and check out your bios.
Yeah, I don't, you know, nothing really fun happened around my year and my day. I mean, I kind of did my research and I didn't find much.
So now Generation Leon are going to say we were born the same day or the same birthday as Illusion Milan. So take that.
Well, you know, Jada and I have the same birthday. Jada.
Oh, you do?
And I have. We are both born on September 18, which is this Friday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. That's cool, right?
That's very cool. Cool for Jada. Ha, ha, ha. So are you guys going to exchange birthday cupcakes or something?
Yes, yeah, you know, she's such a sweet person, and she sends flowers, and just, you know, she's just so kind. She'll, you know, she'll just do one. She's just a sweetheart. I can't even tell you. She's such a sweetheart.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a good relationship. It's not just a one-way street, and that's important, too.
Oh, man, you know, she calls us and just calls us, and as busy as she is, I mean, she's a super busy lady, just mm-hmm. a busy, you know, and she has children, and she has a production company, and I mean, she's just a busy, you know, and I believe she has her own show right now, and so it's like, for her to call us as well is, you know, such a blessing, so we're very happy about that.
Well, I have a feeling in the Milan household, you guys aren't just sitting around TiVoing everything and watching reruns of things. I'm just picturing the Milan household. There's got to be dogs, kids running in and out. You guys are traveling all over the place, so
and that's why we wanted you guys to have kind of like a small insight into our household, which is why we took the first picture in the magazine in our kitchen.
Okay.
So you can kind of get a glimpse of, you know, our lives, what we go through, and, you know, how we live our lives. I mean, the magazine is really a place where people can get glimpses of our lives as we're moving along in life.
That's Caesar's Way magazine. It's a bi-monthly that debuted in September. And I think we also have to give a couple of websites I want to make sure people are paying attention to. It is the MilanFoundation.org, and that's the Caesar and Illusion Milan Foundation that is doing great work for people and pets. And then the main website is CaesarMilanInc.com. Is that correct, Illusion?
Yes, it is. CaesarMilanInc.com.
All right. Big paws up for Arden, getting it right. Is there anything at this point you'd like to add? I mean, I'm just trying to think of what do you guys do for fun when the cameras are not around and it's just you and Caesar and about 300 dogs and Andre and Calvin? What do you guys like to do for fun?
Well, you know, we like to go to the movies and God, we love doing all kinds of things. We just went camping, I think, in July, and that was fun, too. You know, we like doing stuff, whether it's go to movies or do outdoor adventures, things like that. And we do like to travel. We love to visit new cultures. We were just in Australia when Caesar was doing his seminars in Australia. And, oh, my God, it was such a fun experience to visit all the Australians and people. They're so welcoming and nice. And Calvin and Andre enjoyed their culture. And it's really about no worries, mate. They live their lives like it's a no worries kind of town.
Well, that's pretty fun. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the cover we did with Caesar from Fido Friendly, but it was a really nice Q&A from our editor-in-chief, Nicholas. And it was kind of a neat article because it gave a little insight into Caesar. You know, people all know about Dog Whisper and all that, but it sounds like you guys are soulmates from the standpoint you both share the same type of outlooks and philosophies and approaches to life.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and one of the things, again, you know, that we really embrace is family and relationships. And, I mean, we have poker nights at home with neighbors and friends and families. And, I mean, my house, I just love people. This is why I do what I do, because I love people. And it's such a fulfilling experience for me when I can see my kids running around with other kids. And we live in a neighborhood, just really magnifies Christmas and what it is to put lights on your street and walk around and, you know, and just say Merry Christmas to everybody. And the kids love it, you know, and that's what we want to teach our children is about, you know, embracing community and family.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. I am very pleased and honored that you have been a guest on our show, Illusion. Anything else you'd like to add before we bid adieu?
Absolutely. I want to say just a couple of things. I want to thank all the people that watch Cesar Millan and watch us on Dog Whisper. Thank you so much, everybody, to all of our fans. We're very blessed and thankful, and we're always in gratitude that we get to have the opportunity to share our passion, which is our dogs and family and people. And we just are very thankful for that. And we hope that we continue to make you all happy and just bring you as much help as we can give out there for all of you. Thank you again.
We are speaking with Illusion Millan. She and her husband, Cesar Millan, are doing great things for people and pets all over this planet. And at this time also, I'd like to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He keeps the show happening each and every week. You got to dash over to PetLifeRadio.com and see all the shows posted on our network. We are the number one pet podcast on the planet, and that's a lot of peas. At this time also, I'd like to ask you to do something good for your dog, your cat, or other critter, and realize that they also try to bring out the best in you each and every day.
So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. I'll behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.